This is Wealth Made Simple with Matthew Klein from Copley Financial Group. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Wealth Made Simple is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Wealth Made Simple.
Hello and welcome to the Wealth Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Klein, a financial advisor with Copley Financial Group. If you have any questions on anything we talk about today, you can reach out to us anytime at 888-WEALTH-9, or you can visit the podcast website at wealthmadesimplepodcast.com. Today, we are going to talk about what to know before you retire. I have a lot of clients who give me a tremendous amount of feedback on things that were kind of unexpected, and I'd like to share them with you today. So the first question I really have is, when was the last time you did something and got it exactly right the first time? It's probably never. You know, it takes a lot of practice and learning from those that come before us, right? First, we learn from our parents. And then as we get older, I know for myself personally, I learned a lot playing sports on teams and from the older kids, what they were doing to help me kind of improve my game as well. So in the spirit of that, I think we should learn from those who are currently enjoying their retirement. And maybe we can emulate some of the things or mistakes, correct some of the mistakes that they wish they had done prior. But first, let's bring in our co-host, as always, Tony Shore. Tony, yeah. How are you?
Well, you mentioned there's, if we try to think of something we did exactly right or perfect the first time we tried it, I was thinking back to my first demo tape for radio to try to get my first radio job. And I think back to that tape. I was still a senior in high school and the local station had an opening. And I was able to go half days because it was the last half of my senior year. So I could just go half days, and that was unlistenable. I remember that was about 37 or 38 years ago, and that was not a pretty thing. Not great audio. Let's just say I sound a lot better now, and I'm able to hopefully do better than that. Still not perfect though. I'm still a work in progress, as a lot of us are, right?
Well, I think the learning process never ends, but I'd say you've certainly come a long way, and I think you sound fantastic. That's why we always have you on.
I appreciate that, Matt. Thanks. Thanks. Well, and I'll tell you what, you know, this is tis the season. I've got a dandelion problem in my yard. I actually have a yard and have to mow for better or worse, and have to try to do something about the weeds. But yeah, other than that, I'm doing great. It is good to get outside, though. Took the dog for a walk. Mm-hmm. The wife and I took the dog for a walk yesterday, and it was just beautiful out. I mean, love the weather this time of year. Typically, as long as it's not raining, it's a beautiful time of year, right?
Yeah, we got the same weather in New York. I finally got to lay out by the pool this weekend, got a little nice color. So just really happy that the warmer months, the summer's coming. Funny you mentioned the weeds. We had a problem in the backyard. I mean, it is amazing how it can break the concrete. I mean, these weeds. Shocking how strong and resilient
they are. If only grass was that strong and resilient, right?
Yeah, nothing from Home Depot was able to get rid of it permanently. And, you know, let's not tell anybody, but we actually had to go with some illegal weed killer or some type of chemical.
I mean, Roundup is like terrible, terrible stuff. Yeah. But that Roundup will kill anything, but that's the problem, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to get rid of weeds.
Yeah.
But on a better note, well, I mean, speaking of mistakes, yes. And I know that when people first come to talk to you, or a lot of people in retirement, they say, man, I wish you'd told me this before I'd retired. I wish I'd done this. Mm-hmm. I wish I'd done that. So we can learn from those mistakes that people currently in retirement made or things they missed. And that's what we're talking about on the show today, right? I think it's a great look at that aspect of the financial world for those listeners out there who haven't yet retired. This is going to be good.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. You know, all of those, I wish I knew it sooner or did this way back then. And I hear them all the time, you know, several times a day. And I compiled a little list of my favorite ones.
Good, good.
So to kick it off, you know, one common thing that we see people do in their 40s and 50s, Tony, is borrow from their 401k.
Ooh.
Yeah. And this is not advisable for a couple of reasons.
I can imagine. Yeah.
You know, and oftentimes if you, you know, you ask people why, hey, why did you do that? Well, it's my money. Right. You know, and it certainly is. But it can have a detrimental impact to your retirement later on. You know, for instance, one common thing that seems like a great idea at first would be to borrow against the 401k to pay off some high credit card debt, right? You know, lowering that interest rate. But the problem with that is we find that now what you're doing is taking money that was invested and will compound over the next couple of years and really grow for you. And we're putting it on the sidelines, right? Not only that, when you have to take some of your paycheck now to start paying that back, that money could have been contributed to the money that's growing for you. So it can kind of have that double effect to the bottom line.
So so using some of your 401k to get out from under a big credit card balance seems like it would be a good move. But there is a problem with that, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that it has a deceptive negative aspect that, unless you kind of been around this a while, like I have, it's hard to see. Now, there are some instances when it can be acceptable. We actually just did this with a client earlier this year. She just retired and she was living in the house that her father left her while she was taking care of the estate. And the house hadn't sold yet, but they had come across this beautiful mother-daughter, two houses on one property on the North Shore of Long Island, which is just unheard of. So they had to jump on the property and we took, you know, the maximum allowed from the 401k was $50,000. We took that $50,000 and it was enough to get her the down payment, get the property, and then we paid it back immediately as soon as the other property closed, which was already in contract.
Sure.
So it was just a very, very temporary fix. We knew where the money was coming from to pay it back.
Yeah.
It made a lot of sense.
But that's a unique situation. A lot of people, if you're in credit card debt, chances are if you take the money out from your 401k, you're not going to be able to pay it back in time to avoid penalties and taxes.
That's exactly right. And they only give you 5 years.
Because if you could pay that and if you could pay it back in the 5 years you've got to pay it back, you could pay off your credit cards.
You wouldn't have the credit card debt in the first place, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So I'd be very wary about borrowing against the 401k, especially in retirement or getting close to retirement where you're going to need those compounded gains to really kickstart things. So,
right. And you, so basically if you are thinking about taking any money out of any retirement account, 401k, IRA, definitely consult with a financial professional like yourself, Matt, before you do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, like we mentioned, there are some instances where it does make sense, but there are others like the credit card debt where it seems like it does, but it oftentimes backfires on you. So definitely pays to have some professional input there. Absolutely.
Sure. Sure. So what's another thing we need to know before we retire that you've come across?
Sure. So one that I see quite often is people complaining that they had access to a health savings account before they retired, but didn't properly fund it. And this is a huge, huge mistake. Health savings account, if you're beneficial enough to get access to it, you're going to need to have a high deductible health plan with no other coverage, and then you can start using it. It is the most tax advantageous account that you can get. It's tax deductible. It grows tax free and it actually comes out tax free if used for medical expenses. So funding this can really take some of the pressure and risk of health issues down the road off of your retirement.
And it can be used for anything that there's a lot that qualifies. You might not think, you know, there's there's hearing, dental, and vision. And I believe HSAs can be used for those things. And those are things Medicare doesn't cover typically. So the more you can sock away in that HSA, the better, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you're absolutely correct. In terms of what it can be used for, you can't contribute to it after you start Medicare. But what they'll let you do is if you're 65 or older, you can actually use the money for non-medical expenses if you really need it. They're just going to charge you taxes on it. So, you know, it's flexible. It makes a lot of sense. And I hear a lot of regret about that when people kind of realize what they would have been able to do.
Yeah, but so what you're saying is get an HSA account if you have access to one, then fund it, put money in because it goes in tax-free, and you'll be able to use it tax-free in retirement. Even after you're 65, you can use that money to pay medical expenses, and you don't have to pay tax on that money, right?
Absolutely correct, Tony.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you mentioned, it covers a wide array of medical things that are qualified to use it on tax-free. So.
Yeah,
even over the counter
things, some over the counter type things that people use, sometimes cold medicines, things. Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact list, but it covers a lot. It'll cover quite a bit.
Yeah, I haven't really come across any of my own clients who are having trouble spending that money. So
yeah, no. I mean, you can use it for premiums, deductibles to help pay that. And so it's huge. Not everyone can qualify, though, or have access to an HSA.
Yeah, right? That's correct. Yeah, this is for the lucky few who may be able to get access to it. You got to take advantage of it. You really do. You're shooting yourself in the foot if you don't. So that's a big one.
Yeah. And when it comes to healthcare planning, just like when it comes to debt planning, you talked about credit card debt or your 401k or IRAs taking money out of a retirement account. Do not do. There's a lot of mistakes that can be made there. So our listeners should probably give you a call. And I know that you'll have a consultation with them at no cost. How can they get a hold of you, Matt?
Yeah, sure. So we're happy to help, whether it's just a couple of quick questions or if you'd like to really dive deep into what retirement looks for you, and it's completely complimentary. You can reach out at 888-WEALTH-9, or you can visit our company website at copleyfinancial.com.
All right. That sounds great. So we're talking about what to know before you retire. And that's key right there. Mm-hmm. So, Matt, what next? Where should we go?
Sure. So another popular one I hear from a lot of clients is they're looking forward to spending more time with their family and friends in retirement. And it just didn't work out the way they thought it did would mm-hmm. rather. Right. And what we see is there's actually a study done that found that 3 out of 5 people listed more time with the people they care about as the biggest thing they were looking forward to in retirement. That was second only to taking vacations. What happens is, and what I hear a lot is that even though you've retired and come off of a rigid schedule, the people that you want to spend the time with, they still have school, they still have work, they still have all those activities they're doing. They're still spending lots of time with their friends. And there's a lot of scheduling conflicts, and it doesn't really work out always the way that they'd hoped. So what I propose is to plan, plan a little better, right? If you have grandkids and you're looking to spend a lot of time with them, well, maybe take your vacations during the week while they're at school, which can save you some money too, right? If you do that on off days.
Good point.
Plan things like, Six Flags for summer vacations and stuff like that.
Yeah, good. Really, really great point. And, you know, spending time with the kids is important, I think, for a lot of people, the grandkids after they retire. So location and planning is involved. And I like your point there about once you've retired, you can, take vacation on off-peak times, and that'll help save you money as well.
Yeah. So I think if you're more prepared that, hey, maybe my free time won't be everyone's free time, plan a little bit accordingly. You won't have, that disappointed feeling when you know, you don't get to do everything you thought you could. So,
yeah. And you can find ways to spend that time, even if your friends are working or you can't always be with family. Volunteer opportunities, new hobbies, new adventures, right?
Yeah, exactly. And the earlier you start thinking about this stuff, the easier it is to kind of put that plan together and, you know, really execute it properly. So,
sure. I think that's good. What's next?
So the next one is part-time work. You know, we find that more people think they're prepared for retirement than actually are. Right.
Right.
So, you know, that can be a big one. You know, 68% reported a response in a study saying that they felt properly prepared for retirement. But with what we're seeing now with, you know, rising inflation out of control, you know, unexpected expenses and costs, that may not be the case. So, you know, we find that more than 50% of people in retirement are actually living on less than half of what their pre-retirement income was. So, you know, preparing that you might have to at work at least part-time might be something that you should start considering. Obviously, if you have, you know, talk to your financial advisor, make sure that you're prepared for it so it's not unexpected. You know, the people who are most upset about this, I find in retirement, are those that are blindsided by it, didn't really expect to have to work. But the ones that were kind of prepared for it, planned for it, they seem to be okay with it. They, you know, cite more social activity because of being around people. They're not bored as much. And a little structure can be a positive thing, right?
Well, sure, it can, Matt. And I think that begs, a lot of people don't understand. They think, hey, I'm going to love doing nothing all day, or I'm going to love sitting around reading a book or laying on the couch or golfing every day. I can't wait. And true, they might really be ready for that kind of a break. But retirement for a lot of people now is a third of their lives. So sure. it's you can live 30 years in retirement easy. And even if you live 10 to 20 years, after about 6 months of doing nothing, you'll hit a wall. you'll be ready to plus you, health wise, you have to stay active. You have to have a purpose. You have to have a purpose to get up every day. And you need to stay. Socialization is another thing that people mm-hmm. who are retired wish they'd thought of and planned for before they retired, right?
Sure. I think you said a really key word there, Tony, purpose, right? Purpose is really important. And, you know, part-time work can give you that, you know, whether it's required, or I have clients who do it, you know, they either have, you know, part-time work where they're, you know, doing charity work, stuff like that, or others who kind of need the money, but having some type of, you know, place to go, seeing the same people and socializing, feeling productive, you know, it can make all the difference for sure.
Sure. Well, let's get to the elephant in the room here. If I can ask you just directly, finances, a financial game plan. I happen mm-hmm. to know that people who are retired, that's the number one thing they say. I wish I'd had a plan for my finances in retirement. I wish I had saved more. I know you hear a lot of this. That's the biggie, isn't it? Having a plan before you retire is a mistake that a lot of people have made, isn't it?
Yeah, it's by far the biggest mistake. You know, I was looking to save the best for last.
Sure.
I would say at a minimum, you're going to want to start putting a plan together 5 years prior. Right. And even longer before that, you know, 10 years before you're thinking about retirement is a great time to start putting those pieces together. Understanding what your retirement's going to look like. If you're thinking that you're going to take 3 or 4 vacations, well, you might need to buckle down and start saving and giving yourself that time, especially like we mentioned with inflation being so high. You're going to want to start implementing tax reducing strategies long before you start retirement. And you're going to want to start scaling down some of that risk, right? Make sure that, you know, you don't coincide your retirement with, you know, a bad market that can really start you off on the wrong foot.
So you're talking about scaling down risk. You're talking about your investments or your retirement accounts. Make sure you don't have if all your retirement accounts, your IRA, your 401k, it's all attached to the market. Mm-hmm. It's all in stocks. It's all at risk. you may want to look at risk management or asset allocation and all these things you just mentioned. And I know this is a big one. I've heard this from people, and I know you hear this all the time. I wish I had worked with you or talked with you 10 or 20 years ago, or, you know, at least 5 years before I retired, or 10 years before I retired. And because it can be costly, the mistakes you can make. And it really makes the difference in a, it really can make the difference in a success, a successful or non-successful retirement, a happy retirement or a comfortable retirement.
Sure. You know, what we find, I think a study was done by AARP. They found that 74% of women living below the poverty level weren't living below the poverty level while their spouse was alive. And, you know, that's a very telling stat. It really makes you understand that it's really more often about planning than it is about having the assets to achieve your goals. So makes all the difference. And I, like you said, I hear it all the time. Where were you 5 years ago? Where were you 10 years ago? Well, I'm right here, you know, pick up the phone.
Exactly. So if our listeners, I think that's a great note to end the show on. And if our listeners want to get a hold of you and get that plan in place or get a second opinion, if they feel they've got it planned out, get a second opinion on where you're at and what you need to be doing. How can they get a hold of you, Matt?
Sure. It's 888-WEALTH-9 or copleyfinancial.com. If you'd like to see more episodes of the show, wealthmadesimplepodcast.com.
All right. And again, that number is 888-932-5849. Again, 888-932-5849. Give Matt a call for that complimentary, no cost, no obligation consultation. And Matt, great show today. That does it for today's episode of Wealth Made Simple with our host, Matt Klein.
Thanks, Tony. Take care.
Thank you for joining us for Wealth Made Simple. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Matthew Klein at Copley Financial Group at 888-932-5849 or visit wealthmadesimple.org now. Join us again soon for another episode of Wealth Made Simple.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.